Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc.
Everyone's too scared to open their eyes up, but everyone's too scared to close them. Everyone's frightened, they don't know what's coming, but everyone's frightened of knowing. Everyone's reading the rules of engagement, and everyone's starting to doubt them. Everyone's reaching to put on a seatbelt, but this kind of ride comes without them. I want you to think of me sitting and singing beside you. I wish we could meet all the people behind us in line. The climb to the crest is less frightening with someone to clutch you. But isn't it nice when we're all afraid at the same time? And it's just a ride. It's just a ride. And you've got the choice to get off any time that you like. It's just a ride. It's just a ride. The alternative's nothingness. Might as well give it a try.
On Saturday, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York, Amanda Palmer will play a benefit concert for O Positive with special guests Holly Miranda, Chris Wells, and Gracie and Rachel. This is Palmer's only major show this summer and her first in the United States in 3 years. If you aren't familiar with the mission of O Positive, its annual festivals create an opportunity for underinsured artists and musicians to create and perform in exchange for a variety of services donated by doctors, dentists, and complementary care providers. Amanda Palmer, again, will be playing the concert at the Old Dutch Church on Saturday, August 13th, and it is extremely cool to welcome her back to the Roundtable now. Hello, Amanda. How are you today?
Hello. I'm good. It's nice to talk to you.
So you recently lived in New Zealand unexpectedly for a couple of years. Could you recap the story of how that happened and what has brought you back to New York?
Oh, my Lord. Well, COVID happened. When I happened to be finishing up a year-long world tour that had taken me all over North America, all over Europe, and then the last stop was Australia, and then the very last teeny stop was supposed to be New Zealand for 4 shows. And boom, in the middle of that, COVID hit. It was the middle of March 2020. And I figured I would stay on a few weeks. And then, you know what happened. It just stretched on, and New Zealand obliterated COVID. And I had a little teeny kid, and I just sort of weighed my options and thought, well, I could head back to Woodstock and live in some kind of lockdown with lots of COVID around and lots of masks, or I could stay here in New Zealand where there's no COVID and no masks. Seems like a clear choice. But it was hard. It was very lonely. It was also, like a lot of people dealing with at a lot of levels, there was no prediction. Like, I just didn't know when I was coming home. I kept thinking it would be another couple months, and then another wave would happen. And so it was a pretty surreal existence down there, because it's not like I decided to move to New Zealand and put roots down. I was sort of a constant temporary visitor, juggling a child, and mostly the majority of time that I was there, I had the kid on my own. So it was pretty weird.
I'm sure.
But also really, like, really beautiful. It's an incredible country with incredible leadership and free healthcare. It was a real eye-opener to be so immersed in a very different culture and then come back to America, which I did about 2 months ago. You really feel the difference in the styles of government and culture. And I came back because I could finally come back and be more or less guaranteed re-entry to New Zealand if I wanted to return. And I can and I may. Like, if things here get really bad, I love this country. But I also think options are good.
Yeah,
because I'm also a mother and a mammal, and I'm super practical.
Right.
So,
how did your son adjust to living abroad for all that time?
Pretty well. He missed his father a lot, and so along with new culture and having to put together a whole new community. We were juggling that. So I think that was actually the hardest thing for him, was just missing his dad. Adjusting to a new culture isn't actually that hard for a four or five-year-old.
Sure.
You know,
they're much more malleable.
You're just where you are. And so, we made do, and things were a lot easier when Neil came back, Ash's dad came back after being locked out of the country for the first 9 months. And then, there was sort of a lot of back and forth because Neil and I both are also trying to juggle our careers. And on top of all of this, we're basically freelance artists, which means we can live wherever, but it also means we do actually have to do jobs to make money and pay the rent and afford things. It's been a really wild juggle. And no one's life, good Lord, in the last 2 years has been easy. And, under the circumstances, I think I did okay.
Yeah.
I'll never know my quantum self who decided to get back on a plane to New York in March 2020. I'll just never know what happened to her.
You posted on your website in April about feeling more energetically drained than you ever have felt before. And I have two questions about that. One is, why was it important for you to share that with your friends, family, and fans? And then the second question is, how are you feeling now? And I ask that with no expectations that you'd be recharged already, because April was recent and the drain is real.
Thank you for asking, first of all. I am still really struggling. And I am honest about that. When you ask me that question, or when the internet asks me that question, or even unbidden, I decide to do a stream of consciousness brain dump for my community and my friends and my family. I just think it's really important to be honest. I don't think as a culture we do each other any favors when we chuck on the rose-tinted glasses and bullshit other people about our mental health. What I have learned, especially, as an adult in the last 20 years of my career, is that it can feel difficult and it can make you vulnerable, and it really does. But there are incredible dividends for you and your own little teeny community and the community at large when you are honest about the struggle, no matter what you are going through. Because if and when we constantly bullshit each other, everybody feels more lonely. And what I have found is that when I'm honest in the times that I have struggled with whatever it is, the death of a friend, another friend committing suicide, going through a miscarriage, going through an abortion, juggling solo motherhood, whatever it may be, the general response that I get from the world and from my community is, thank you for being honest. I am also struggling, but have had a hard time saying it because I don't want people to think that I'm a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this moment in time when I feel like I have a pretty weird perspective, having just plopped back down here from New Zealand, having not been around everybody for 3 years. And oh my God, I don't know anyone who isn't struggling at some level right now. Those people are few and far between. I know a couple, but mostly everyone I know, even those people who more or less have it together, are really gobsmacked and struggling with the news, the climate crisis, the big bads. And I find that keeping company that is honest with me is a lot more comforting than people who are just keeping it all under wraps because they do not want to offend.
I agree with you completely. Not that you need me to, but I.
It's a long-winded answer to your question.
No, I appreciate that.
Like, yeah, if you don't bullshit everyone, we will all be less lonely. And you know what we need right now? To all be less lonely, because it has been a really lonely couple of years for everyone I know.
You are playing the concert, the benefit concert for the O Positive Festival on Saturday, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Old Dutch Church. How were you approached to play this concert? I know you have collaborated with O Positive before.
I love O Positive, and I don't take for granted that this festival exists and continues to exist. One of the things that I have learned, you know, after touring the world a gazillion times is that stuff like that doesn't have to exist. You know, somebody dreams it into being, and then all of a sudden it's this incredible, galvanizing, beautiful, optimistic force in a world of difficulty. And thank God it exists. And I was really frustrated to find out that the festival itself is in October, the exact weekend of my sister's 50th birthday and my little brother's wedding.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, oh God, why that weekend of all weekends on the planet? Because I really wanted to, you know, rope in a ton of friends and do a bunch of stuff at the festival itself. So this was sort of like the consolation prize. It was to do a separate event to just raise awareness and money to help put the festival on in October. And I'm really excited to do it. I'm excited to help. I think it's such an important cause. I'm an artist. All of my friends, many of them are artists and musicians. Every single one of them struggles with healthcare. It's real. And, the way the festival has been put together is just so beautiful and so humane. And you listed the special guests. I have actually added two more special guests.
Oh, fantastic.
Both incredible artists. One is Sophie Strand, who is a local Woodstock writer, and their star is like ascending quickly. And if you have not read Sophie Strand's writing, just go to the internet and Google. And there's a book coming out soon that they've just published called The Flowering Wand. And so Sophie is going to write something for the event and read it at the event, and we'll probably play some music while they read. And I just confirmed Father Nathan Monk, who is ex-Russian Orthodox minister and incredible writer, fiction writer. And he is coming all the way up from the South, was going to come to the concert because he and I have been exchanging a lot of ideas and thoughts about the moment as two writers in the same zeitgeist. And he was like, I'm just going to come up and see the show. And I was like, you should be in the show. You should read at the show. And so Father Nathan Monk is also going to read something. It's going to be a hootenanny, basically. And I am going to get what I love most about doing these kinds of shows with it, which is I am going to get to have dinner and hopefully breakfast with Holly and Gracie and Rachel and Sophie and Nathan. And Chris Wells is going to MC the entire event. And Chris is one of my favorite upstate people and was the very first person that I asked to be on this bill because, of course, And Chris is like a magician. If you've ever heard Chris on the radio or heard his podcast or gone to a Secret City event or read his writing, like, this is an enlightened being. And Chris turns any room into like an incredible, sacred, hilarious art space. But I'll be playing piano and ukulele, and knowing me and this group, and we've already discussed it, we'll do some brand new things that we come up with last minute for the event. I'm sure there's going to be some live on stage weirdness collaborating, because that's what you do when you get a bunch of weird artists all in the same place at the same time, all just working to benefit positive and do something. You know, so many artists that I know, like, we all feel so powerless right now. And artists in many ways, especially in America, like, we're always at the weird bottom of the weird food chain, like, trying to figure out how we can practically help as the world collapses. And this is so nice, because it's something that we can just do. You know, we can gather people, we can raise money, we can put one teeny little chink in the armor of a totally broken system. And even the act, you know, even the act of thinking that we might help some musicians out there get some aid, get some health care, that's enough.
Amanda Palmer will play a benefit concert for O Positive with special guests Holly Miranda, Chris Wells, Gracie and Rachel, Sophie Strand, and Father Nathan Monk on Saturday, April 13th at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, New York at 6 p.m. To learn more, visit opositivefestival.org or amandapalmer.net for ticket information. Those links will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Amanda Palmer, thank you so much for your time and openness today, and I hope you have a fantastic show in Kingston.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody comes to support the festival and also see all of these awesome, awesome, awesome local artists.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.